second and final hour of the week. We're getting you set up for another busy, busy weekend. AFC and NFC championship games, Tampa Bay and Green Bay, Buffalo and Kansas City. Buffalo, it's exciting for Bills fans, for Bills Mafia, but they have to, I'm watching all the networks, man, they have to relive probably the best time and the worst time to be a Bills fan. You go to four Super Bowls in a row. You win four AFC championships in a row, and you lose every one of those Super Bowls. When do you start getting to the point where you're like, eh, here we go again? Is it the third one? Yeah. Second one, you're like, all right, last year, whatever. This is our year. Third one, you're like, okay, well, let's go win another title and lose the Super Bowl. And then by the fourth one, I don't care, man. I'm going to get hammered. We made it to the Super Bowl. That's how I'd be. It's better to go, though, right? It's better to go four times in a row because they're remembered for that, though. Like that's what they're remembered for. It's better to go four times in a row than not to go four times in a row. I think so. I mean, they were the second best team 4 years in a row. And I think so, right?
I mean, would you rather not go at all?
Well, I mean, they're remembered for, like, it's a negative thing. You connect that, and you're like, oh, it's kind of depressing. You get so close. You get so close to the mountaintop four times, and then you go, ah, and then you just fall. Can't do it.
I'd take it.
Yeah, probably so. Well, the Bills, can they get to another one? Can they pull off the major upset against the Kansas City Chiefs? Whew. Great games this weekend. This has been a fun NFL playoffs. I didn't like how, you know, the injuries kind of went down last week, obviously with Lamar Jackson and then Patrick Mahomes. But other than that, you know, it's been pretty fun. It's been interesting. Who knew? Who would have thought, right? We didn't think we were going to get the season played this year, but we did. And here we are. We're in championship weekend. Colfax, I didn't get to this earlier, but the big story of the day. Big story of the day, presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. And, you know, we've seen this kind of before, but, you know, seeing the news, Gary Kubiak, former Bronco quarterback, former Bronco coach, former Houston Texans coach, Ravens coordinator, Vikings coordinator, decided to call it quits. When Gary Kubiak was hired by John Elway a few years back, it was a perfect moment. I mean, it really stitched things together. That was in John Elway's, like, when he couldn't do anything wrong. Everything was great. The first year, Tebow, we go, we win. We win the AFC West. We win a playoff game. Next year, we get Manning. We go to the Super Bowl against Seattle. Okay, that didn't go well. Then you lose in the playoffs, but you're still like a top team every year. You're still a favorite to win the Super Bowl every year. Elway decides to move on from John Fox. That was a critical kind of a lot of fans were pretty critical of that move because it's like, well, John Fox has been the guy. Elway said, well, we couldn't agree on how to get to that next level. The kicking and screaming stuff came back in, right? And then who are you going to hire then? Who are you going to hire? You hire Gary Kubiak, who said he was done coaching, but when he came in, he said this was a game changer going to Denver. Wasn't that a magical moment? He comes back to Denver. He's the only former Broncos player to be a head coach for the Broncos. It was beautiful. And then his first year, what do? They just go right ahead and win a Super Bowl. And then the next year they go 9-7 and it fizzles. But man, there for a moment it was just skyrocket. Great moment in Broncos history. As short-lived as it was. Gary was a great leader, man. I loved having him as a head coach. My favorite head coach was Mike Shanahan, but you know, I loved what Gary did. And again, it was just such a small sample size, but it packed a punch, a Super Bowl. Kind of a weird situation. Two seasons, one Super Bowl. But yeah, he was with Minnesota. He was their offensive coordinator last year. Spent 36 seasons as a coach and a player. He said this, I've been on a football field for most of my life, and now I look forward to stepping away from the game and enjoying more time with my family and friends. I offer my sincere thanks to the owners and fans of the Minnesota Vikings, Denver Broncos, Baltimore Ravens, Houston Texans, and San Francisco 49ers for giving me opportunities to be a part of this great game and for treating me and my family so well over the years. I'll miss the competition, the planning, game days, and being part of a team, but more than anything, I'll cherish the friendships I've made along the way with players, coaches, and staff. I love the game of football and will forever be its biggest fan. Now, he's announced his retirement before. This is his second time. He cited health concerns following the 16 season. He retired as the Broncos head coach, and then he came back, and we kind of know the rest there. But he was wonderful here. I look at Vic Fangio, I look at Vance Joseph, the guys that were basically hired to come in and replace him, and man, way behind what Gary was all about. Hopefully, Vic can become that coach, but he was something else. Gary Kubiak, man, Broncos country legend. First Advantage text line 970-478-1301. 478-1301. Our Power to Play Sports poll question of the day. It was a wild night. Wild night for Colorado State. They were, this was a nationally televised basketball game. And boy, it was very entertaining.
Shot clock down. Double team comes. There's Thomas's three. Got it. I told you. He's a good one. They can't just go for the home runs, though. I mean, just keep chipping away. Thomas, great dish by Stevens, who has six assists in the game. That's an important bucket for Colorado State.
Do you think it was interesting? The commentators like, you can't just go for the home runs. Deshaun Thomas hits 3 3-pointers in a row right after that. He had 11 points in a row, and they needed it. You know, he had 15 for the rest of the night, but it was those 11 points, I think, that were huge. Our Power to Play Sports poll question of the day. Will Colorado State win the Mountain West regular season title? Go vote at thewholeshow.com and let us know what you think. 65% now saying, nope, I don't think so. Not going there. Not even after splitting there with Utah State. I figured we'd have a little more coming over. I say why not? I feel like the Rams have just as good a shot as Utah State and Boise State now. I mean, who's better? I asked Kelly Lyle this yesterday. Who's better, Utah State or Boise State? It's a tough one to answer. Well, now, CSU, you got to feel like they're right there in that conversation. You split. And I know it's strange for college kids with this back-to-back thing, but they're all going through it. They all have to deal with it. I mean, that was a huge win. Medved's had some pretty big wins, but probably two of his biggest wins this year. Taking on San Diego State and taking on Utah State, both on the road. Both well-respected programs in college basketball. So what a win. Congratulations again. We had both coaches. We had Coach Nico Medved on in the first hour, as well as UNC men's basketball coach Steve Smiley. If you miss any of those interviews, they're available for you at 1310kfka.com or thewholeshow.com. Nuggets going at it tonight against the Phoenix Suns. They play Phoenix tomorrow as well. Five-game road trip, I'm saying at least got to get three of these. You know, ideally, you know, find a way to win all of them, and then people are really feeling good about you. I don't see that happening. The Phoenix Suns suddenly are a tough matchup. Dallas is a tough matchup. Miami should be a tough matchup, and San Antonio. So I mean, at least three. Get a winning record on these road trips. Interesting article from Mr. Kisla in the Denver Post. Nuggets need to revamp starting lineup. Bench guard Gary Harris after stumbling start of NBA season. Now's not the time to bench Gary Harris. He's actually playing pretty well the last few, and I don't think you want to disrupt that chemistry and put him on the bench. You want him playing with the Joker and Murray at this point. But I actually think Harris has put together some better games as of late. Now, he's kind of critical of Mike Malone saying, hey, I think we're getting really close. And he says, close to what? Remains to be seen. I think you get Porter back and you get your guys back. And then it's going to take a few games to get that chemistry back again. However, I do get one of his key concerns. When Mike Malone says, we're improving, we're getting better, there's no panic in our team. this was a team that was picked by NBA.com to finish number two, to be the best, second best team in the league behind only the Lakers. 14 games in, do you want to hear your head coach say, we're improving? We're getting better? I mean, again, you do want to be improving. You do want to be getting better. But this is like nuggets of 2 years ago. That's okay. You're getting better. I get it. Replacing Jeremy Grant has been a big deal for this team. Defensively, they're just not very good. Torrey Craig and Mason Plumlee. It's funny how that works when you don't have your top two defensive players on your roster anymore. Your defense just gets worse. Now, let's not kid ourselves. Whether it was the bubble, better shooting in the bubble, whatever, Denver's defense was the worst in the bubble. Again, some of that could be because of the offense. I pointed that out in my blog, available at thewholeshow.com, about MPJ and Jamal Murray. But they're not a good defense. They played good defense against the Thunder. Mike Malone says it every day, and I feel for the guy. He says, we will win a lot of games if we play great defense. And they have the ability to do that. I don't know if Michael Porter Jr. has the ability to do that. But I'm kind of at this point now where I'm ready. What did Dempsey tell us yesterday? Dempsey of Altitude TV said, the only way he's going to get better is he's got to be out there. And that's where Denver has to determine how much of a liability he's going to be out on the floor. And I think that's the best point. He's only going to get better. Last year, I wasn't there. Last year, I was, all right, take your time. He's a big liability. I've seen what he can do offensively, though. I mean, the guy can change a game like that. Eastside Chris says, I bleed green and gold. Talking about those Rams. They'll do it. And Sweet 16. I'll tell you, it does feel like those top three teams in the conference have something going. They're going to beat each other up a little bit, but if they can come out of the Mountain West unscathed outside of beating each other up, they're going to have some good records, good enough to probably warrant an at-large bid or two. 18 minutes after the hour, No Limit Collectibles. Buy, sell, trade. There's no limit to what you can collect. They're in the outlet shops in Loveland. Yeah, I shared a Patrick Mahomes. I found a Patrick Mahomes signed photo in there. I mean, this is good stuff. It's framed. It looks sharp. And, autographed. These are great pieces, great conversation starters. You want to have that. I have a lot of those. When people come into my home, they go downstairs. They see I have the John Elway signed picture of him doing the helicopter, getting that first down. And people just like to sit there, crack open a beer, and relive those moments. You can relive those moments. Create new moments with No Limit Collectibles. And card collector, too. Maybe you're a card collector. Maybe you were a card collector and you want to sell. You want to trade. That's No Limit Collectibles and the outlets in Loveland. 19 minutes after the hour. When we come back, let's start looking at the NFL playoffs, the championship weekend. It's going to be fun. Who do you got? We'll get those picks coming in a moment. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
Follow your UNC Bears all the way to March on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. No Co. Now. Weekdays at 4 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffalo's beat writer for the Buff Zone, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. This is The Whole Show powered by PDC Energy. I'm live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. There's so much going on this weekend, starting with a busy Friday night with Nuggets Suns, and then we go to Saturday. We get to UNC Eastern Washington rematch round two, and then Sunday, absolute madness with Chiefs, Bills, Packers, Bucks. I'm ready. I loved these matchups. I wanted to see a healthy Lamar Jackson. I'm not saying that's... I think the Bills end up winning that game, but would have been nice to see if the Ravens could have made some kind of crazy comeback. But the Bills were shutting that down. Let's look at the Chiefs-Bills first, shall we? The Bills are interesting. They are relying so much on Josh Allen. You know, they're completely getting away from that rushing attack. Last week, Colfax, the first 20 plays were passes. They did not want to run the ball. And listen, they, you know, as far as their guys that were doing it throughout the regular season, it's not like you looked at their rushing attack and said, oh, this is a lethal group of guys. Singletary's, what, about 660 yards, something like that. Zach Moss was at 400 yards. So, yeah, they're saying, hey, we're going at it with our wide receivers. We're going at it with Stephon Diggs, and we're getting our wide receiver core involved. And they're putting a lot of pressure on Josh Allen. So, you know, if I'm Kansas City, Kansas City's defense doesn't necessarily have, they don't get a lot of respect. And 2 years ago, it was probably because they didn't deserve it. They weren't very good. But last year, as the season progressed, they did get better. But even this year, this team offensively is just so freaking good. It's hard for us to look at the Chiefs defense and say that's why you're winning games. But they have come up with some big plays. And in fact, the Chiefs don't run away from people. They just don't do it. So if you can find a way to stay close, who knows? But Buffalo stopped that rush last week against Baltimore. They were all over it. They shut down the Ravens. They were great against the pass. They've been great against the pass all year. They don't allow big throws down the field. Tre'Davious White, probably going to be looking at Tyreek Hill a lot. And then you have Matt Milano, linebacker, going up against Travis Kelce. All right. Kind of like those matchups. Last time out, these two went out. It was early in the season, 26-17. Again, Chiefs don't cover spreads. I don't know what the spread was. They might have actually covered that one. But they typically do not cover spreads. Mahomes was good in this one. 225, two touchdowns. But they ran the ball. Clyde Edwards-Helaire had 161 yards rushing. You know, this Bills team went up pretty well against the rush last week. Allen was not very good in this game, though. 122 yards, two touchdowns, one interception. That's the thing. The Bills right now are built on whether or not Josh Allen's going to be great. And if he's average, they're going to lose. If he's great, they still might lose to the Chiefs. Colfax, your pick. What are you going with here?
I'm going against the grain. I'm going Bills, man.
You're going against the grain with the Bills.
Yep.
You had trouble with this decision.
I did. Up until like 30 seconds ago, I was KC. But I thought about it. I think the Bills are going to be coming more prepared. I think Josh Allen is hungrier. He can see it. He can see the championship. It's right in front of him. He can see the trophy.
He could do it.
And Mahomes already has it. He's like, you know.
Well, and again, the concussion protocol thing might be interesting.
And yeah, and who knows what actually goes on there? I don't really know.
I don't either.
I'm sure there's
There's no way that he's not going to play.
No, for sure.
Chiefs are 3-point favorites in this one. I cannot.
That's low.
It is low. It is low. It's very low. It means it's going to be a hell of a game. Over-under is 54. I can't go against the Chiefs. I picked the Chiefs to go to the Super Bowl. Sticking with it. Do I think they cover? I think they cover, but I don't think it's going to be an absolute blowout or anything like that. I think it's going to be a tight game.
I also want to say the Chiefs haven't been really spectacular over the past few weeks.
They don't look like they did last year.
That's for sure.
They were lighting teams up.
Yep.
They looked more like the Golden State Warriors, Steph Curry. Now they're kind of like,
they're really good.
They're really good. It reminds me of the Patriots a few years ago, or several years ago. There was one year they were scoring 50 on teams. They were scoring 50 and only allowing like 17. And then the next year, they were just beating teams.
Right.
You know, by like 3, 5, 10, whatever. That kind of reminds me of the Chiefs. Maybe that's how they do it. That's just how they operate now. It's a different thing. Maybe it's better scouting from other teams. Who knows? But I'm going Chiefs in this one. All right, moving on. Tampa Bay. Green Bay. I don't know why, but this one has... I'm more interested in this game, even though the young Bucks, the guys that are more fun to watch run around... Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers. These are two of the greats. They are Hall of Famers. There is no debate. There's no Philip Rivers, Eli Manning debate here. These two guys are 110% going to the Hall. Tampa Bay was down 10-0 against Green Bay when they played earlier in the season. Then they rattled off 28 points in the second quarter to go up 28-10 and then outscored the Packers 10-0 in the second half. So, crazy game. This Bucs team, that defense was awesome. Tom Brady, okay, if I told you 38 points, Colfax, take a wild shot in the dark. How many yards do you think Tom Brady passed for in that game?
350.
166.
Nope.
Because this defense lit into Aaron Rodgers. They sacked him four times. They had two interceptions. They didn't let anybody run. And this defense was good. Now, this defense isn't as good as the Rams. However, their big play capability, to me, is a little bit better. It's what kind of makes them stand out. Devin White is a monster. Carlton Davis is probably going to be going up against against their stud, Devontae Adams, who they contained him. He had 61 yards last time around. He was targeted 10 times. They're going to go to him. He's arguably the best wide receiver in the game. Probably going to get his. The Packers have to, the Buccaneers have to try to shut down the run. That was a monster game for Gronk. Gronk has been, you know, sometimes it's really good. Sometimes you don't even know he's out there. But he had 5 receptions, 78 yards, and a touchdown in that game. They held Drew Brees, Tampa Bay's defense, last week under a 38.2 rating. They held Rodgers when they played to a 35.2 rating, 160 yards, 2 interceptions. They've had 48 sacks on the regular season. They get after the quarterback. I actually like Tampa Bay to win this game, Colfax. I like Tampa Bay to win this game. I like them to win it by 10. I'm going to go. I know. I think this Bucs defense goes crazy in this one. And I'm going to say it. 31-21. Tampa Bay gets the win. What do you think, Colfax?
Yeah, I don't know about that, but I'll definitely go Bucs with you here. It's a legendary matchup. You're right. I think this is a better game. I think you can't argue with that defense at this point in time.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really not about Tom Brady.
Yeah.
As much as I want it to be about Tom Brady. And Brady's been good. I'm not trying to... Like, he's been good. He's not Mahomes. He's not Rodgers, even. Rodgers is playing at an elite level. But if there was a defense to get to Rodgers, it was Tampa Bay. Now, Green Bay is a 3.5-point favorite.
I understand. I'm still going Bucs.
Still going Bucs.
It is very close, but I also went against the Bucs last week for some silly reason.
Never again.
I won't do it.
Oh, boy. It's going to be fun. All right, Hulligans, shoot me your picks. What do you got for me? Shoot us a text right now, 970-478-1301, 970-478-1301. If you're new to the show, text KFKA first to get involved. Oh, okay. Well, there you go, Dixon. I figured you'd be sitting there. Sorry, man. I'm at work. I know you're refreshing nonstop to see if Mahomes is going to play. So Mahomes has been cleared. As of this morning, he was still in concussion protocol.
I was worried.
So, yeah.
About him not playing.
Yeah, no. I told you guys Sunday night after it happened, there's no way in hell the NFL's not having Patrick Mahomes play in this game. So, no, I'm not shocked at all by that. What is concussion protocol? You usually take about a week anyway. In this case, You're not going to have Patrick Mahomes on the field. Texter here, I want to watch Patrick Mahomes win and go against one of the best quarterbacks ever with whoever wins the NFC. Get a showdown with the new superstar versus all-time greats. I also don't think Josh Allen can handle the Super Bowls just yet. He's probably the most unlikely one of the group. He's great, but you're putting him up against Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, and Patrick Mahomes. So it's making – Josh Allen's had a great year. Not an MVP year, but a really, really, really great year where I think we walk away and go, yeah, he's elite. He's one of the top quarterbacks. But you put him up against these three, and he just looks kind of like an average guy. So, yeah, a little something to prove for Josh Allen. I actually hope they're great games. You know, even Tampa Bay, Green Bay, I hope it comes down to a last drive or something. Wouldn't that be fun? 34 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll kind of get more into the playoffs, Gary Kubiak as well. And I got a question for you. You know, you said you'd trade those three first-rounders. Some of you were like, no, that's terrible. That doesn't sound great for Deshaun Watson. I'm going to paint a picture for you, and you might change your mind. So we'll get to that. But first, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hear Mornings with Gale, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Hey, it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Tell you guys about my friends over at SCL Mortgage. Find them at myspecialmortgage.com. SCL is family and veteran owned, and as you've heard, interest rates are at all-time lows, so now's the time to get rid of any consumer debt that you have. Car loans, credit cards, student loans, that interest is not tax deductible and your house payment is. SCL has been serving Colorado for 20 years with an A-plus rating. Dixon's going opposite of me, 31-21 Green Bay. Chiefs 27-23. So he has, okay, he has the Chiefs covering there. Go ahead and shoot us your prediction. We'll fire it up on social media too as we'll get that going. Another texter, or on my Facebook page. Chiefs 31, Bills 17. Packers 35, Buccaneers 28. Should be interesting. It's going to be fun. Be a good time. This is the matchup. I mean, like I said, you couldn't go wrong with Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson. I'm not complaining about it. Only thing I wanted to see was if Lamar, everything's against him. It's 17-3. Could he bring that team back? Could he help bring that team back to win? Goes down with a concussion. Never really know. So I do think Buffalo still wins that. I picked Baltimore to win, but I can admit it. Buffalo still wins that game, whether he goes down or not. But I would have liked to see it. That's how legends are born, right? But man, it's stacked. A lot of interesting things going on in the world of the NFL, man. What about this situation? Did you hear? I should have had you get it, Colfax. Dan Campbell, the new coach for the Detroit Lions. I mean, I first heard his speech. And I was like, okay, that's cool. And then I just kind of got really annoyed by it. He went and he said, this place has been kicked. It's been battered. It's been bruised. And I could sit up here all day long. And I can give you, hey, we're going to win this weekend. None of that matters. And you guys don't want to hear it anyway. You've heard enough of that blank. Excuse my language. This is what, that part's fine. Like, I like that part. But this is what was weird. Where is it? Okay. So this team is going to be built on, we're going to kick you in the teeth, right? And when you punch us back, we're going to smile at you. And when you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off, all right? And we're going to stand up, and it's going to take two more shots to knock us down. And on the way up, we're going to take another kneecap off. And we're going to get up, and it's going to take three shots to get us down. And when we do, we're going to take another hunk out of you. I mean,
why do you keep getting knocked down so much, man?
Well, and it takes first time takes one time, another time. It's Rocky, man. Does that work for you? Do you like that stuff? Does that rah rah kind of like?
It can. I think it has to be done.
The first part of his speech was good. He's like, "We're taking on the identity of Detroit." You know. Hardworking, and we've been kicked before, but we're gonna fight back. Like that part I like. And then suddenly it's this really weird, I just have a weird picture in my brain, a guy getting punched, and then didn't Mike Tyson get in trouble for biting Evander Holyfield's ear off? Like you shouldn't do that.
Don't be biting. No biting.
I just picture like a guy clank,
yeah. Like a weird zombie maybe,
another pop, and then, I'm gonna bite your kneecap. It was hilarious though.
I mean,
I'm all for weird press conferences.
Well, yeah.
I want weird press conferences. I don't, like, if it's just, hey, we're going to win football games. We're going to win playoff games. We're going to do all these great things. No, man. Tell me you're going to rip someone's kneecap off of them. And then another one. Then we're taking chunks out of you. Like Walking Dead style. That's what I want to hear. Oh, man. That's good. Like I said, I don't really get annoyed by them. I just go, wow, okay, that's something to talk about. Because like George Payton, again, general manager, not coach, but just a professional dude. Says the right things. This guy, he's like promoting a UFC fight. I mean, fans are going to be entertained by that.
It's entertaining. Which would you prefer? Buffalo is the only animal that walks into the storm. Or would you prefer the biting the kneecaps off?
Oh, my goodness. The kneecaps.
Yeah, me too. Had a little more grit to it.
Yeah, I think that does have a little more. Yeah, the Buffalo into the storm thing was weird because it was... I don't even remember. They weren't very... There's McIntyre, right? It was Coach Mike McIntyre. Yeah, and he's like, I went... He pulled it out.
Yeah, it's his picture.
Pulled
his
it out of the press conference. Brought this from my office, man. Like, right 5 seconds away from us? Like, right down the hall? Yeah, I went and got this and brought it from my office because this is what I've been thinking about for the last 5 seconds. But you know how Buffalo goes into the storm? Well, that's what we do. Are you insinuating that your quarterback should be throwing into triple coverage? Because you shouldn't be doing that. That's a storm over there. Go for the easy pick-me-up, man. Get a first down.
Gone through the storm.
Yeah. That's you?
No.
I was going to say you're more of that kind of guy?
No, it's just...
Would you go with the
no, that... no, definitely the kneecaps.
Yeah, the kneecaps. Dude.
You got to have a little, like, viciousness in there.
Yeah, I like it. Sets up a weird picture in my brain, though. Kind of made me uncomfortable. I'm like, do I want my kid to listen to this? You're going to knock us down. It's going to take one time the first time. Then we get up. It's going to take two times. But we've already ripped a kneecap off, and now we're bringing a second. Then the next time you hit us, it's going to take three times. And then after you hit us that time, it's going to take us another four times to go down. And then after that, it's going to take us six times.
Wow.
Yeah.
All without kneecaps and elbows.
But rest assured, we are going down. Oh, man. That was great. They literally hired PC principal from South Park. Oh, that's good. It does remind me of Rocky, though, right? That's how he did it. Eastside Chris, you got a prediction for me? Kansas City and Green Bay. Patrick shines. Roger just does it. Oh, man. Dixon saying, oh, yeah, that's what I was wondering, too. Possible bad weather in Kansas City, freezing rain, but that could change, and it could. Stick around. Kansas City, I mean, we're close enough to the stick around.
It's a lot like Colorado.
It's a
Colorado
lot
weather.
Like Colorado weather, man. You stick around, it'll change.
You don't like the weather.
You just hang out.
5 minutes.
5 minutes. That's what I want my next coach to do. Just go right into, I love Colorado because I got out of the airport and it's snowing. And then 5 minutes later, I'm grabbing a coffee and it's beautiful. Love this state. Oh my goodness. Stick around.
Try working that into a coach speech. Don't like the way we're playing? Wait 5 minutes.
Oh, that's Jamal Murray.
Yes.
Yeah, that's Jamal Murray, man. He's Colorado weather for you. Jamal Murray is Colorado weather.
For you.
That's exactly right. Jamal Murray is Colorado weather. 1 minute, it's beautiful. 82 degrees. It's perfect. It's the best type of weather you'd ever seen. And then the next day, it's a blizzard.
Blizzard. And it's a cyclone bomb.
And Jamal's doing bomb push-ups cyclone. In it. And you're like, dude, why? Shoot baskets. Don't do push-ups in the snow. Shoot the baskets, man. No, don't be doing that. 47 minutes after the hour. Busy weekend, man. When we come back, we'll get our closing thoughts. What's on tonight? Yeah, Nuggets, Suns. I'm looking forward to that one. We'll get to it on the other side. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios.
Keep up with your favorite high school basketball teams with Preps Radio on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. It's a party in Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.
Hey, this is Cato June, All-Pro linebacker, Super Bowl champion. You're listening to 1310 KFKA.
I'm setting my, I do my own over-under for Jamal Murray now. I don't go by the wise guys. I do my own thing, Colfax. My over-under tonight against the Suns is 21. 21. You going over that? You going under it? I did it on Twitter, and it's 50-50 right now.
Sounds like you nailed the spread then.
I think people are like right there, yeah.
I'll go over.
Yeah, you had five the other night?
Yep. Sounds about right.
Sounds about right. Yeah, I'm with. I'll go over. Over for Jamal Murray.
Yep. Yep.
And Porter is with the team. He is traveling. So we will see him within the next five games. Will we see him tonight? I don't know. Why not? Like, he's cleared to play. He's cleared to be with them.
Right.
So maybe they want to work him back in because it's been almost a month.
Wow.
So you have him come off the bench.
Yeah.
Start him not tomorrow, but start him the next game against Dallas. That's when we thought he was going to be back. It was a confusing deal. Still think that was a bizarre situation. Wondering if there's something more going on there. But now, listen, we can argue about Jamal Murray. We can argue about Mike Malone. We can argue about all that stuff as much as we want. Bottom line is, you have no choice but to have Michael Porter Jr. be your other scorer. Because Jamal's inconsistent, right, but the injury might be a big deal. It might be something that's going to keep him from being a consistent scorer. Plus, he's got his own stuff already happening. So now more than ever, you need MPJ out there to get it figured out. All right, busy, busy weekend, man. So tonight, we've got Nuggets Suns getting set for that. That's 8 o'clock on ESPN. Colorado and Anaheim, the Avs lose last night, but they go right back at it. They're at 8 o'clock. I don't know which one will be on Altitude 1 or Altitude 2, but I do know Denver Phoenix is on ESPN. A lot of our listeners, from complaints that I've heard, you don't have DirecTV, so you will get to watch this one on ESPN tonight. That's 8 o'clock. And then the Avs play again, 8 o'clock. Tomorrow, here on KFKA, Eastern Washington taking on UNC. Can the Bears sweep Eastern Washington? Coverage begins at 11:30 with a 12 o'clock tip. The Buffs going back at it. They play Washington State. They lost to Washington, who doesn't look very good, but maybe they are getting right. They are clicking. They'll play them Saturday night, 6 o'clock on ESPN2. So a lot of good stuff. And then, of course, Sunday, if you're out and about and you can't get to your TV just yet, whatever, we will have both the AFC and NFC championship games on 1310 KFK on Sunday. But those should be good. We'll put out another poll question later in the weekend, get your predictions for that. That's going to do it for us. Have a good Friday, Northern Colorado.